You are listening to benstorah.com.
Ulfi masha kasavnu le'inyan asay, meaning can an asay be doich the isur of tchumim? Asay she yidche ha isur shel tchumim. So there's this question of like throughout Shas of asay docha lo tzaseh. So the question is, I have a lot of asay tchumim. Can an asay be doich that? So this, now he will get into a Shas topic, but before we get into the Shas topic, he will weave through slowly the specific issues in tchumim, i.e., is tchumim just a lot saseh, or is tchumim a lot saseh va'aseh? So he says this would be totally on whether tchumim is the rest of the rabbanon, but it's counterintuitive. He goes in the opposite direction. He says la'aisam hasayver according to those people tchuhol tchumim doraisa, then it's possible there's no aseh. Im kei aseh doichel lo saseh. I feel what? The fact that there's an Issa Doraisa by Tchumim, even if it's according to our Shitas, like the Chinuch and the Rambam, but even though 1 mil, Alpayim Amos Midarabbanan, Yud Beis Mil is Doraisa, even on the Issa Doraisa of Yud Beis Mil, if there is a scenario by which there's an assay that compels you to go further than Yud Beis Mil, that assay would be Docha de Los Assay. Because we say throughout Chas, Assay Docha Los Assay, even if the Los Assay is Doraisa. So as long as the assay is the rice, it's docher lo saseh the rice. Deleka, why would that be that assay would be docher lo saseh by tchumim? Deleka rak lav ledas mara shel harashba. Because as we spoke about at length, the question is, does tchumim that is a lo saseh of Shabbos also drag along or have with it the assay of Shabbos? Now throughout Shas, it appears both Shabbos and Yom Tov are an assay and a lo saseh. But that may only be by malachas, as we mentioned. That for a malacha, there is an assay of tishbos. The question is there an assay doraisa of tishbos by a lav that's not a malacha? I.e., mechamer and tchumim. So Yivamas Vavam and Aleph, Rabbo Shaharashba says, you want to know something? The Gemara's mashma, that really the assay of Shabbos should be docha the losa assay of mechamer, except for a pasuk of Ishimov Avitaro and Shabbos HaTishmaru. Without that, the asef kibbutz av em would be doicha the los asef mechamer. Aye, doesn't the los asef mechamer have the asef tishbos? So Rabbi Shel Rashba says by mechamer, there is no asef tishbos because it's not one of the lamed tes malachos. So too the Minchas Chinuch says it's applicable to tchumim that tchumim should not have an asef because it's not an av malach. Therefore, if you hold tchumim as doraisa, then I would say that it's only a los asef and an asef doraisa could be docha the los asef of Shabbos because. Leka rak asay ledas marushal harashba. Because as we mentioned, the first sheet in Rashba is there is no asay with a lav that is not defined as a malach.
Which is interesting because everyone holds that mechamer is learnt out, the Gemara said, from the word lasase kamalacha.
Correct, but it's not an av malach. As I mentioned many times, right? In Kufdam Gemel Medbez, there's a machlokas Rami Bar Chama and Rava. What is the punishment for mechamer? Rami Bar Chama is of the opinion there's chatos, kores, and Chatas, Kares, and Skila for Mechamer. Rava disagrees and says there is no Chatas, Kares, and Skila for Mechamer. Rava says, and that's how we see the Paskin, that there is only Alav, and there's only Malkus. That's the Gemara that I've already read to us a few times on the bottom of Kufnu Gemara Beis. So Lechayr, according to Rami Bar Chama, the question is, it's not an Av Malacha, right? It's not listed as the Lamed Tes Malachas, but it is learned out from Lo Saseh Kol Malacha. If according to Rami Bar Chama, that would entail a chi of skila, would you then say there's an assay of tishbos based just on the isra skila because it's the same severity as an av malacha, or does it have to be defined specifically as an av malacha for tishbos? So that's unclear to me because I'm not sure what the gedder of Marashal Harashba is. Okay, Marashal Harashba seems to say that it has to be a malacha, even though it's learned out from lo sasu kol malacha, it has to be a malacha. But if you look at Rashi, Rashi in Vavam Nalef Yivamas says the whole sugya there in Yivamas is going according to Rava, that Mechamer does not entail with an Isra Skila, only an Isra Lav. So if you look like Rashi, Yivamas, Vavam Nalef Tap Rashi, that Rabbi also read us, that whole sugya there is going according to Rava, the man, the Amar Mechamer only has an Isra Lav, even though it's learned from Losase Kol Malacha, then maybe that's why it has no Asay.
And what is the Lav? The word Losase Kol Malacha?
Correct.
So why isn't it a lav anitin lazaras misas bezdin?
So the Gemara discusses that in Shabbos. If you look at Kufnun Dalad Amar Alf, the Hemsek of the Sugi discusses that. To Gemara, Kufnun Dalad Amar Alf. Okay, Lek Rak Lav Udas Marshal Rashba. Okay, next line, at least in my print. Shehu Lo Sase. But if you're going to tell me that it's a Lo Sase Derabonan, listen to this. He says, if it's a Lo Sase Midrabonan, meaning you hold there is no concept of Tchumim Doraisa. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Meir hold Tchumim Doraisa. But Chachamim hold Tchumim Derabonan. So it's only the Rambam and the Chinuch that say, even the Madiyamar in the Shas hold Tchumim Derabonan, Chachamim, hold Yudbis Beis Mil is Doraisa. But most Rishonim hold all of Tchumim is only an invention with the Rabbanan. If that's the case, it's only a Losase de Rabbanan, then you come out with an interesting paradox. That even though it's only a Lav de Rabbanan, Vadai Ase, right, Doicha, however, if it's a Lav de Rabbanan, then for sure the Ase should be Doicha. However, there's a problem. Aval Lahasivrim de Chol, but according to that sheet we developed last time, the Chol HaTchumim, right, Einon Rak de Rabbanan, correct? Have lay iser tchumim ase velosase. You hear this? That if tchum is derabanan, somehow it ends up at the end of the day having a more complicated and complex nature than doraisa.
What?
On a doraisa level, I would only have the lav, not the ase. But every shvus derabanan, according to the Ramban al Torah, and according to the way the Magid Mishnah learns the Rambam. In Perichof Aleph and Hichos Shabbos, every Shvus the Rabbanon is rooted in a lav and an asay doraisa. So, according to the Magid Mishnah's understanding of the Rambam and the Ramban, and the Ramban of the Torah seems to say this, that when the Torah says Tish Bais, it means enhance Shabbos beyond what's written in the Torah, or like we mentioned last time, similar to Malachas on Chalamayeg or the Inuyim and Yom Kippur, Nitnu Dvarim L'Chachamim. Tish Bais was given over to the Chachamim to determine how, on a Doraisa level, you are supposed to go ahead and be Mekayim Shabbos. So therefore, if it's the Rabbanon, you'd have a more complex Isser, and the Isser would entail an Aseh and a Los Aseh. So you come out with a very interesting dichotomy. If Tchum is Doraisa, Yud Beis Mil, then for sure the Aseh would be Docha, just a Los Aseh. Because like Rabbi Shal Rashba, there is no Aseh Doraisa that accompanies something that's not a Malacha and does not have skill. But if you're going to tell me Tchumim's the Rabbanon, then there is an Aseh and a Los Aseh Doraisa attached to every Shvus the Rabbanon. And even though no one would say that those Yisurim encompass Skila, it is nevertheless a Lav Doraisa and an Aseh Doraisa. So the question that I had was, so he's assuming that if Tchumim ain't an Elamid the Rabbanon, then have le iser tchumim ase velos ase, correct? And therefore, ein ase docha los ase vase.
I don't know if I never saw the Ramban inside, but is it possible that with the Ramban, would they mean chachamim always have ase and los ase when they're rooting the shvus as a gzeira to a malacha deraisa? So they say malacha deraisa is a reya only in this sense, midrabbanan yochai is a reya even if you do this. Then it's midrabbanan ase velos ase. But when they make a whole new category, they're doing like Muhammad. I would say that the Rabbanon.
By the way, you have to look at the Rabbanon al Torah, but I will tell you something. If you look at the Rambam in Perek Chaf Aleph Halacha Aleph, with the Magid Mishnah, the Rambam says Nemar b'Torah Tish Bais, and he says Tzorich Lishvos Afilu Midvorm She'ena Malacha, and the Magid Mishnah and the Mitchas Chinuch understand the Rambam as being similar to the Ramban, because the next line in the Rambam is Va'asru Kama Shfusim Midivrehem. Then the Rambam says there are two categories of Shfusim. One category of shvus is, like you said, a geder of malacha. The second type of shvus is a siag. So he says, the Rambam, there are two types of shvusim. There's a shvus that seems to be a siag, and there's another shvus that seems to be a geder of, it appears like a malacha. So according to the Rambam, it seems tishbos encompasses all shvusim. Whether the Ramban says that or not, it's unclear to me. But the Rambam says it clearly, it encompasses all shvusim. But then you have to make the leap, like the Magid Mishnah and Minchas Chinuch do, that the Rambam is of the same opinion as the Ramban, which is a matter of discussion. But to make your chiluk in the Rambam is not viable, I think, because he says it encompasses all shvusim, and he details them as two separate categories. Whether the Ramban or the Torah would say that, and you could say your answer, I'm not sure. Okay, let's continue. Ve'en aseh docha lo sa'aseh ve'aseh. Afilu wat So here he says something
directly on every source. Or are you saying that the same over Rebbe Mahmud here also?
So I jumped a little in the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch first is not saying what I say. That every Shavuos entails with it, and I say, and I say, Doraisa. He said that before, and what we learned a few paragraphs ago. But now he's saying even something more, a little more radical. You should know that even if the Asay and Losa Asay of Shvusim, i.e. Tchumim or Onimid Rabbanan, and Asay Shel Tyra is not Doicha, a Losa Asay Vaasay, Afilo de Divrehem. You hear that? He's saying there's a new rule. Not only is Ein Asay Docha Losa Asay Vaasay Doraisa, but it turns out Ein Asay Docha Losa Asay Vaasay Mid Rabbanan. Even if the Losa Asay and Asay by Shvusim are totally Mid Rabbanan, and don't rise to the level of Doraisa, there's still an idea that an Asay Doraisa is not Docha Alos Asay V'Asay the Divrehem. Afilo the Divrehem. And where does he get that from? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that we mentioned a number of times. Right? Kemo Kemo Shemavuar Yeba Rosh Hashanah Ukemo Shehevenu right Lamala. So again, what's the Gemara there? He will bring the Gemara in a few paragraphs, but once again, to know the Gemara in our head, the Gemara says, and a Mishnah, it's a Mishnah, not Gemara. Mishnah says, "Ein ma'virin al atchum l'tekiya shofar." If there is a shofar beyond the tchum, I cannot go ahead and retrieve it to be mekayim mitzvah shofar. The Gemara says, "My taima, ein asay docha lo sase vase." So all the Rishonim, especially the Ran, wants to know what is going on here. How can you say ein asay shofar daraisa docha lo sase asay tchum, which is the Rabbanah? So the Ran doesn't say it's going according to the Madim B'tchum D'Raisa. The Ran says because also Chachamim Chizuk Lid Divrehem. So the question is, we mentioned, what does that mean, also Chachamim Chizuk Lid Divrehem? Does it mean just in this case of Tchumim, or does it mean whenever there is an Asay and a Los Asay D'Rabbanon, we strengthen the Asay and Los Asay D'Rabbanon to counteract and prevent an Asay from prevailing? So the way that the Minchas Chinuch seems to be learning it is that the Gemara is a Binyan Av. And that Gemara is a source that in general, ein ase doraisa, doche los ase v'ase derabonim. So you don't have to come on at this point to say, like the Rambam and Perek Chafalaf and the Ramban al Torah, that the shvus derabonim has a doraisa dicha component. But rather, even if it's only a los ase and ase derabonim, it's mukhra from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, ein ase doraisa, doche ase v'los ase derabonim. Im kein le'inyon dechias, right? Listen, if you hold tchumim derabanan, then I don't say it. Then I say ein doche. I say correct. I say iser tchumim. Afilo tchum shell right alpaim ama. Aval e tchumim doraisa. But if tchumim have a din doraisa, correct. Venem right. Sorry. But if tchumim doraisa. And we say that Yud Beis Mil is Doraisa, correct? And V'nemar, and we say, sorry, I'm just turning the page in my version. V'nemar, we hold once again like Das Rebbe Shel HaRashba, that a Lav Doraisa, that is not a Malacha, does not encompass or bring along with it an Asay. Then if I hold Chum Doraisa in Cain, I come up with a very interesting conclusion. I feel be Yud Beis Mil, even be Yud Beis Mil, Dehave, correct, Min HaTorah, even though it's Mid Doraisa, I would say that what? I would say mikol makom nidcha. The los asev tchum would be nidcha, even though it's the raisa. Why? Mipnei asay kevan deleka rak lav. Then it's a straight asay docha los asay of two deraisas. Correct? Greater, because then I would only have a los asay. Umikol shekain, and I would say, what about the alpayim ama? So it comes up with an interesting question. If tchumim is derabanan, then the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says beferish. The Rabbanon instituted an asay and a los asay mid Rabbanon mid divrayim on tchum de Rabbanon. Therefore, if tchum is only mid Rabbanon, ain asay doraisa docha los asay v'asay de Rabbanon. But if tchum is doraisa, like Rebbe Shel HaRashba, I only have what? And I love greater because the asay does not follow with the los asay on the right level. And therefore, by Yud Beis Mil, where it's only a love greater, I would say asay docha los asay. But if tchum is the rabbanon, ain't asay the chalos asay v'asay the rabbanon. What about according to the Mandi Amar, Yud Beis Mil is the raisa and alpayim am is the rabbanon? Would I say something as radical as if I'm crossing Yud Beis Mil, then asay the chalos asay? But to cross the alpayim amah, that would not be what
You always have to pass the Alpine Mamma before you pass your base Amma.
No, you get drop lifted into you get drop lifted by, you know.
That's so you're still passing. It doesn't matter if you drop.
Come on, Svi. You're learning Erevin. The guy makes a tchum.
Yeah.
And with his tchum, he can pass the Alpine Mamma, correct?
Correct, but you can only do it once, right?
I'm not sure, but whatever it is, let's say, for argument's sake, it's a theoretical question, okay?
No, but I don't see it being theoretical, because I see anytime you're doing your base, you're always going to be doing Abai Mama.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I can't visualize it. I just can't visualize it.
Okay, so we'll say the question like this. Even though I'll articulate the question a little differently. He says that if Yud Beis Mila is Doraisa, then the Yud Beis Mila should be Nicha, based on an Aseh being Docha Lo Saseh Greda, correct? But would you say that's very nice? But to get to the Yud Beis Mil, I have to pass Alpaya Mama. And even the Rabbo Shal Rashba would say, I can't pass Yud Beis Mil because I will encounter Alpaya Mama first. And the Alpaya Mama is what will deter me, not the Yud Beis Mil. Is there a Sforah to say that? Is there a Sforah to say, Enachinami, the Yud Beis Mil, I can be Deicha. But since every time I go ahead and cross the Yud Beis Mil, I first have to come to Alpaya Mama, do I say that the Alpayim Amma is what deters me? Because the Alpayim Amma has the Aseh Lo Saseh Derabonim. That's a plausible argument, isn't it?
The Nafkamina maybe is whether you get Malkus for Yud Beis.
No, the Nafkamina is, can I say Bidoch Lo Saseh Lo Saseh by Yud Beis Mil if I first have to go ahead and transverse Alpayim Amma? Do I say the Alpayim Amma is
what deters me? I'm giving you Nafkamina because if you're passing a Derisa and you get Malkus, if it's not Derisa, you get Malkus, right? Do you get Malkus for it? Yeah.
Correct.
But if you pass the Rabbana, there is no Malkus.
Very good. Okay. So he wants to know, is it feasible to say that even Rabbo Sharashba will say, you know what? In theory, you could be Doich Eliyud Beis Mil because it's Aseh Docholos Aseh. But before that, I have the Alpayim Amma, correct? Do I say that Alpayim Amma can't cross? Meaning, very interesting, the Doraisa I could cross in theory. But I have the Rabbana of Alpayim, correct? What about that? Do I say the Alpayim I can't cross because Rak Lav Greda? How much more so he'd say, according to Rabbo Shel Rashba, you know what? The Alpayim Amma also does not have an assay. But what about? So he wants to know what about the Alpayim Amma? So let's say, Iver Mikol Makom Nidche. Right? Mipnei Asay Kevan Deleka Rak Losa Lav. Great. That's on the Doraisa. Umikol Shekain. Don't tell me the Alpayim Amma will stop him. Umikol Shekain, right? Tchum, right? And how much more so, according to Rabbi Sharash, with the Tchum of what? Alpayim, the lo have rak lav. I can't say this far, he feels, that Yud Beis Mil, which is a Din Doraisa, like Rabbi Sharash, but would not have the Aseh. But the Alpayim would have the Aseh. Why couldn't I say that? I would say, have rak lav mi divrehem. Why? Velo Aseh. Kilo hichmiru chazal. Chazal would not have instituted the Aseh Derabbanan if it doesn't exist on a Doraisa level, correct?
This is not like the Rambam of the Magen Mishnah you just quoted.
1 second, Hilo Hechmiru Chazal, correct? It is not. Meaning he is now not going on the discussion of the Rambam and Ramban. I went too quickly. Before the discussion of the Rambam and Ramban, let's talk about the Aseh and Los Aseh by Tchum as only being straight Derabbanan. So he says if it's only a straight Derabbanan and it does not turn into a Doraisa based on Tish B'Av, then I would need a lav derabbanan in order to say en aseh docha lo saseh va'aseh derabbanan, right? And I wouldn't have an aseh derabbanan if there's no aseh deraisa, because Chazal would have patterned the lav of tchumim upon a deraisa, and the chacham would not have made an aseh derabbanan if there is no aseh deraisa by Yud Beis Mil. So therefore, the Minchas Chinuch feels it's not plausible to say that there's no dechia by Yud Beis Mil because I first encounter alpayim.
That's all very logical, but it just undid the whole discussion we previously had, which is that there is Tish B'Av and it applies to the Chachamim. They have the power.
Yeah, I understand.
But we're not going in the sheet of the Ram and Ramban. He's going.
Yeah, I know. I think it's very logical what he's saying. But I mean,
Imken Alpayim the Gazru Chazal. You should know this 2000 that Chazal will Gazer the Gazru Chazal. Eino Chomer, correct? Mehalav. It can't be more Chomer than Alav Shel Torah, correct? Va'ayver al lo sa'aseh midivrehem, but there's no aseh midirabonim. Therefore, b'doicha even while alpayim amma. Aval yoiser, right? But I couldn't say the siyag is greater than the actual listener, correct?
What do you do with osu chizim for the dream all over shas? find that. What are you
doing? So the question is, when do you apply? It's an interesting question. Aval yoiser, right? Bisiag or misayag? Bisiag, right? Miguf, but to say the siag is greater than the guf isur daraisa, that's not viable. Miguf, right? From the actual guf of the lo al asay, correct? Sorry. Correct. Miguf hatayra. Leka asay. Aval lahasayvrim. Is that what we're up to?
No. Then it's just finishing the paragraph. Asiyag hazeh mishum lab didei v'lechomer min alab.
Okay, fine.
And the siyag would only be as much as the lab. It wouldn't be...
Correct. Which is interesting, because this is assuming that Alpayim Amma is a siyag for Yud Beis Mil. Is it so clear that Alpayim Amma is considered to be a siyag of Yud Beis Mil? I don't know. He seems to leave open the possibility that if Alpayim Amma is not a siyag for Yud Beis Mil, but Chachamim said something like, you know what? The Torah we see is makbid on Yud Beis Mil. Therefore, to walk Alpayim Amma is not really a siyag, meaning I'm afraid he'll end up at Yud Beis Mil, but the spirit of the Torah is not to go on long hikes on Shabbos. Therefore, we're going to limit your hike to Alpayim Amma in the spirit of Yud Beis Mil. Do you think there's such a distinction to be made in Alpayim Amma?
No, I don't think so. Because it's meaning, the same parsha. The Torah says we don't worry about walking when you have a mitzvah to do. And so Chacham would do the same thing, whether or not it's a siyag or it's the same thing they're trying to solve. Which is,
you're saying
same reason.
That I asked the question. So you're saying even if Alpayim Amma would not be a classic siyag, it still would not, the Din Rabbanan still would not have with it an asay. Because if the Tchum Doraisa doesn't have an asay, if they are instituting it as being in the same spirit, it still has to follow the right framework of the Doraisa, correct?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, there's something that I'd like to raise now. Is an asay, do we say asay doche los asay when the asay is a kiyum? Meaning asay doche los asay, we have as what? Asay doche los asay. We know that if I have a chiyuv, that chiyuv like mila would be doche los asay, correct? So what happens if the asay is the kiyum and not a chiyuv? Meaning the asay is a mitzvah kiyumis, and the lav is a classical lav. Would I say an asay of a mitzvah kiyumis is docha alos asay? Any comments?
Isn't the source of asay docha alos asay with the tzitzis?
Very good. So Rabbi Chanan, at the very end of Pesachim, says that there's a ravid. And the ravid says, and this is not a political statement, that if a woman would put on tzitzis, she could not put on tzitzis shel kilayim. Because a woman's mitzvah of tzitzis is only a mitzvah kiyumis. So the Rabbi Chanan says, you see something interesting from the Ravid in Teres Kainim.
But a man also is part of different tzitzis if he doesn't have dalat kanfus.
No, but once he puts on the arba kanfus, there's an absolute chiyuv. A woman can walk around in a four-quartered garment without any problem, meaning she never encounters a chiyuv.
No, but as far as chiyuvus and kiyumus is concerned, it's hard to say that tzitzis, even for a man, is chiyuvus. Tefillin, you have to put on tefillin. You can't compare tzitzis with tefillin.
I understand, but evidently the Ravid feels there's definitely a distinction between a man and a woman, correct?
So I'm saying,
the Rabbi Chanan says an interesting thing. He says, is that true? The Ravid seems to say that if it's totally a mitzvah kiyumis, meaning the woman does not encounter at any point of her being dressed in arba kanfus, there's never an imperative with arba kanfus with a woman. Therefore, it's not doicha kilayim. So this is a major question that Rabbi Chanan addresses at the very end of Pesachim.
It'll be like Shai for Rosh Hashanah for a woman. Same thing.
Correct. Right, meaning like this. If you would say that Asay is Doicha Los Asay, right? For instance, it seems that if I held Tchumim is Doraisa, right? The question now comes, according to Rabbo Shal HaRashba, how do you learn the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that I can't be Oiver on Tchumim for the sake of Mitzvah Shai, correct? But according to Rabbo Shal HaRashba, we just said there is no asay of tchumim, either on a daraisa or a derabanan level. So how does Rabbo Shal HaRashba learn the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? Ein ma'virin al ha-tchum l'tekiya shayfer. My time, ein asay docha losa asay v'asay. So how would he learn that? So that's going to be what the Minchas Chinuch is going to discuss. Now, the reason I bring that is because Rebbe Chonon only discusses the Aseh HaDeicha being Chiyuvis. I am raising a question. What about the other way? Let's say I have an Aseh Chiyuvis, correct? And I have a Los Aseh Chiyuvis together with an Aseh Chiyuvis. Would I say, Ein do, Ein Aseh, Doche, Los Aseh, Va'aseh, if the Aseh with the Los Aseh is Chiyuvis? So I don't know anyone discussing that. I know the case that I brought, Rebbe Chonon discusses at length in Kibbutz Ta'aris, and mentions it in passing at the very end of Pesachim, that according to the Rive, Ein Aseh Chiyuvis, Doche, Los Aseh. But what about Ein Aseh Chiyuvis, Doche, Los Aseh, Va'aseh Chiyuvis? Any thoughts on that?
I mean, usually the Aseh that goes together with the Los Aseh is of the same character. So if the Los Aseh is Chiyuvis, obviously, the Aseh that's with it is also Chiyuvis. What's the case where you're going to have a Los Aseh and Aseh together? The Los Aseh is Chiyuvis and Aseh is not Chiyuvis, only Chiyuvis. What's the case?
I'm actually thinking of the Magid Mishnah according to the Rambam and the Ramban. Where the Rambam and the Ramban say, these Shfusim all entail an Aseh of Shfus. Is that Aseh of Shfus just a Chiyuv Doraisa or an Issa Doraisa? Meaning, if someone is oiver or shvus the rabbanan, is the oiver an asei doraisa, or is it just that if you keep the shvusim, you're makayim and asei doraisa of tishpas?
I would think it's an iser.
Maybe, but I'm just raising that question. Shai, come on, you know the raid on this, right? Why isn't asei dochalos asei and asei? So there's a riva. You know the famous riva?
Yep.
So the famous riva says, look at Tosfos and Chulin. There's a Taisus in Chulin. Rabbi Akiva Eger brings this Rivan Chulin in the Taisus in Kedushin. Taisus in Kedushin says that let the Aseh of Srifas Kachim be Deicha the Los Aseh of Los Savaru by a woman because she has no Aseh of Yomtif. So Taisus says, no, Ein Aseh Docha Los Aseh Va'aseh because the Aseh makes the Los Aseh and Aseh the Alimta. So Rabbi Akiva Eger says, look at the Rivan Chulin Kofir Aleph. There's a discussion there of when we say Ein Aseh Docha Los Aseh Va'aseh. Let's say the guy does the Aseh, correct? Does he get Malkus? So there's two days in Tosfos as to whether when is Ein Aseh Docha Los Aseh Va'aseh. Do you say that when if he does the Aseh versus the Los Aseh Va'aseh, where it's not permitted, do you say that he's over the Los Aseh? So it could be, this is totally on how I view Ein Aseh Docha Los Aseh Va'aseh. If I'm going to say the Aseh makes the Los Aseh stronger, then the Los Aseh is never taken away and Nidcha outs the Aseh. And Ein Aseh Docha Los Aseh Va'aseh because of the Los Aseh. Therefore, I get Malkus. But if I say Ein Aseh Docha Los Aseh Va'aseh is because the Aseh Taka takes off the Los Aseh, but now I'm left with an Aseh, and Ein Aseh Docha Los Aseh Va'aseh because of the Aseh, then I would say there's no Malkus. So I was wondering if this Chakira has to do with my question. If the Aseh is strengthening the Lav, that could be Ben Aseh Chiyuvis, Ben Aseh Chiyuvis. But if I'm throwing away the Los Aseh, and all I have is the what Aseh, then maybe the Aseh is not strong enough to be Docha a Los Aseh and also get rid of an Aseh Chiyuvis. But maybe the Aseh can be Docha a Los Aseh and also get rid of an Aseh Chiyuvis.
And according to the Ramban, right, who says in the Chumash, I think that the reason I say the Chalos is because Av is greater than Yira, it should make no difference between Kiyumis, even more Kiyumis is even more Av. Yeah, it's not Kiyumis, but he's still doing it. It's Av is greater than Yira. That he learned that Seis are Ava and Lois says are Yira, and Av is greater than Yira. So this, I don't think there should be any difference in Kiyumis and Kiyumis according to that reasoning.
Can you know you're going against what you said before?
I am?
Yeah. Before you what? Said, every case that we know of Aseh do Chalos Aseh is what? It's Chiyuvis.
No. I said before that when you have an Aseh together with a Los Aseh, it's a Aseh. You were saying, what about if that Los Aseh, the Aseh together with the Los Aseh is only the Kiyumis sort? I don't know where you have such a case, but Nanias, that you're posing, you know, the hypothetical. Okay, so you have an Aseh Kiyumis, but I don't see that difference that, you know, Kiyumis shouldn't be Docha, even, you know, because it's only Kiyumis and not Kiyumis. If the reason Aseh is Docha, Los Aseh is because Av is greater than Yira, that Av and Kiyumis is also. It's even more Abba, I think, Kiyumis, when it's not even Kiyumis. Shows a greater Abba. But that's all I'm saying.
I have another possibility. The Aseh and the two Aseh cancel each other out. The Los Aseh remains.
Yeah, well, that's what the Riva holds, that the reason I say the Los Aseh is because my Lumka Hay Aseh, Me Hay Aseh.
Yeah,
he just left an Aseh and Aseh.
You get Malkus for it.
No, he holds you don't get Malkus. The Lav was taken away.
No, I'd say it doesn't take away because the two assays cancel each other out. You're left with an assay, with a lost assay.
But that's exactly not a shita. That's not a shita in Texas. The reverse shita is that the assay is the less assay. Why don't you do the assay? Because you come up against the other assay. When you have two assays, you do shavuot assay. That's the reverse shita. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Howie,
where are we up to? New paragraph?
Yeah, the paragraph. What, when the Gemara says that really in Midoraisa, when you have a lav in a case of Yibam, the Yibam should be Dechah, because I say is Dechah, I say. The Gemara says just do Chalitza, you just do Chalitza, not Yibam. Whereas I say is Dechah, I say, because Chalitza, B'makam Yibam, lav Milsay, whatever the Lashon is. So I think the Gemara is just saying there that it makes it that it's not considered Eshel Kaim Shneim. We don't say Du Chalitza and Eshel Kaim Shneim.
Well, the Gemara says that because the Gemara says it's totally on Rish Lakish.
Right. But so it's not Eshel Kaim Shneim because Chalitza B'makam Mitzvah B'makam Yibam Lav Mitzvah. But
correct.
Would that Svara of Chalitza B'makam Yibam Lav Mitzvah make the Yibam into a Chiyuvus? I would think maybe it still leaves when you could technically do the Chalitza, it's not considered Eshel Kaim Shneim, but it doesn't catapult the Yibam now into Mitzvah Chiyuvus. I could do the Chalitza. So maybe there it's a case where you see that even the right of Kiyumis would be Dechah.
So just to clarify, you're now discussing Rabbi Chanan's question.
Yeah, yeah.
I am. That's a very good point. I think in Kibbutz Ha'aris, he discusses this at great length. I was just mentioning in passing what he says in passing in Pesachim. He just mentioned this in passing in Pesachim, just to raise the question and admire it. But it is a big discussion in Kibbutz Ha'aris. And I don't remember if he brings that as a Raya or not. But that's a very good Raya. Interesting. You have to look at Kibbutz Ha'aris and Chafim Beis in the Sugya over there. Now we're getting into the question that I mentioned according to Rabbi Sharashba. What in the world is Rabbi Sharashba going to do with the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? We'll do it next week.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.